hello and welcome back to a conversation on the topic of gratitude. And today we pick up in this conversation with Jordan Sullivan. You know, everybody's family of origin has their stuff, right? Mm-hmm. There are these practices or these ingrained beliefs or behaviors. You know, and for me, you know, I feel like in some ways, and I love my family. This is not a knock on them, but I think that I was kind of taught to hold a grudge. Mm-hmm. In some ways, I think it's just part of the culture I grew up in. And, you know, that was always there. And yet when I became a Christian, it was like a supernatural thing where all of a sudden I don't hang on to that for very long. Life's too short.
And you carry a grudge is something to me that you carry as stress. It really does probably affect you more than the person you're holding the grudge on. But yeah, my husband and I have talked about this. My husband Todd, he kind of needs to think about things before he processes out loud. Mm-hmm. And I really had to learn, that is a way to deal with things, is to take a moment and what is bothering you. He's better about that. And I'll just sort of, I'm an open book and I need to deal with whatever it is. And you may have to tell me what it is I need to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
But it's important to find that and to say, you know, what do I need to deal with first? Mm-hmm. Is it me, or do I actually need to talk to this person? Is it a grudge, or is it maybe pride, or is it fear or doubt, or, you know, whatever it may be. Yeah. But yeah, it is the way you were raised, the people you were around, it all rubs off and,
Yeah, it does. But I do. I thank God for the inability to hold a grudge.
Yes,
that is a gift of God. So let me ask this question about this thing you do week in, week out in leading worship. I'll put it this way. What are there songs that speak to gratitude and thankfulness and thanksgiving out there that really speak to your heart? And you love it when the congregation not only sings the song but embodies the song?
Two, and you could probably guess the two I'm going to say. And I don't mean to be cliche, but Great Is Thy Faithfulness is just one of those that every time we sing it, you just say, yeah, great is your faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're in a season where you're maybe not feeling that he is near, and he is. And you sing these words, summer and winter and springtime and harvest, that every season he is there with you. Mm-hmm. And so that's one that when our congregation's really singing, it just feels, it's new every time. It never feels redundant to me. Yeah. And How Great Thou Art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the awe moment of the glory of God, and we get the opportunity to sing that with God's people in his house.
Mm-hmm. No, those are two good ones.
Yeah.
Really good ones. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation today with our guest, Jordan Sullivan. Please tune back in tomorrow to hear the rest of the conversation.